The district attorney represents the Western Judicial Circuit, which covers both Clark and Oconee counties. Earlier this year, the 20-year incumbent, Ken Malden, stepped down, leaving this as an open seat. For today's show, we spoke to each of the three DA candidates individually and asked them each the same set of questions which were submitted by our listeners. Our candidate conversations begin with James Chafin, running as a nonpartisan candidate. He's been an assistant DA for some 14 years. We spoke earlier this week. Candidate Chafin, thanks for stopping by Athens News Matters.
Chris, thank you so much for having me, and thank you to Athens News Matter for setting this up.
Well, first of all, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and why you're running for office?
Absolutely. I'm motivated to run for district attorney because I want to keep our community safe and help it continue to thrive. I've been a lawyer for 21 years. I've been dedicated for the past 14 years of my professional career to this circuit as an assistant district attorney. And I want to make sure that we are keeping our community safe, that we're being proactive, and that we're treating people fairly.
Well, what are your criteria for diversion versus prosecution with first offenders? Let's just get right to that right out of the gate.
Absolutely. So with diversion, what we're trying to do, and you'll hear people talk about serious violent felonies, and that's an important part of what we do, but there's a lot of other types of cases that we see as well. And so many times the people that we come into contact with are people that have made a mistake. Oftentimes there are issues that they have that play into those decisions that they've made. And every person's responsible for their own actions. But people who make a mistake, who have not had a prior charge or prior conviction, there are programs available for them. And so we want to make sure that we are focusing on especially young people who make mistakes to get them on a better path. And so what we want to make sure that we're looking at is people who had committed nonviolent offenses that are willing to understand the mistake that they've made, want to make amends for that, and want to move forward in a positive manner. So quite frankly, the criteria would be nonviolent cases for young offenders, or even people who are older who've never been in court before.
Sure.
That's what we want to do, is divert those people from the courthouse into programs that will help them move forward in their lives.
Well, last year, ACC commissioners unanimously voted to effectively do away with cash bail for low-level offenders. Do you agree with that decision?
You know, I think that's something that a lot of people ask about, and I certainly know for the offenses that they do, that's not really what the district attorney works in generally. So I trust that the solicitor's office and the county attorney and the commission have taken a look at that, that there was a need there and want to move forward with that. That's the type of offenses that usually other offices deal with, whereas the district attorney's office usually is dealing with felony offenses or oftentimes serious violent felonies.
Can you talk a little about the role that accountability courts play in our community and what you would like to see in the future regarding accountability courts?
Absolutely. And I really appreciate that question because accountability courts are something that this circuit, I talk about the circuit, I'm talking about the courts for Clark and Oconee County, have really invested a lot of time and energy into over the last two decades. So we've seen a lot of success through the DUI drug court, felony drug court, what we call TAC, which is a treatment and accountability court, which deals with mental health issues, and veterans courts. Quite frankly, other circuits in the state often come to Athens to observe our processes to make sure that we're working how we do what we do. I think these programs are really important. A lot of times people are dealing with issues of addiction. They're dealing with the issues of mental health, or sometimes there's a combination of those things that we see specifically with veterans, where those pre-existing issues have played into effect why they're been involved in the court system. And so we want to make sure that those programs are still going. We want to see them maximized to their fullest potential because they've had a lot of success. And I'd like us to see it expand into other areas, particularly with young people between the ages of 14 and 24, who are very young, haven't fully developed, and oftentimes have been brought in because of other circumstances. Could include those issues of addiction, poverty, mental health. But we want to make sure that we are addressing their particular issues in a way that will get them the help that they need to put them on a better path in their life. Pretrial diversion, accountability courts. One of the things I want to make sure that we're doing is we're maximizing those programs. They are separate programs, but they, in many ways, they kind of fall into the same line. And I think what we want to make sure that we're doing anytime we have a program for people to make sure that they are getting help, that they are getting services. We want to make sure that they're getting the attention that they need. And so that a lot of times that can be very hands-on. But what we want to make sure we're also maximizing the program so that as many people that are eligible for it can take advantage of that. So what we want to do is try to remove any barriers that might keep people out of these programs, because these programs, I think, have proven to be very successful. And I think it's the way forward. If you want to be forward thinking, these are really the programs you need to be looking at. And so maximizing people's ability to enter into those programs, but also to successfully complete them, I think is something that we should all be focused on, and something, a goal that we should all have.
Well, finally, on the lighter side of things, would you say you're more of a Law and Order guy or Matlock?
You know, I think I'm a little bit of both. What I want is justice. So what I want is the truth. And I think if you are seeking the truth, sometimes that may look like Law and Order, and sometimes that may look like Matlock. Mm. So I just think that we need, in every case, we need to put forth our best effort to make sure that the truth is coming out, that when we seek justice, it's not for wins or losses. It's really just to get to the issue of what happened. Do we know the truth? Can we present that so that people can feel that they've been treated fairly? Because at the end of the day, that's what people want. Whether they've been charged with a crime or whether or not something has happened to them, they want to know that when they are involved in a case involving the criminal law, that they are being treated fairly. And that's what we want to emphasize. So I think probably, Chris, I'm a little bit of both.
Well, Candidate Chafin, thanks for stopping by Athens News Matters today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate Athens News Matters putting on this forum.